All right, so last week sometime I had to go to a party and I didn't want to go to the shit. I had a lot to do. And so I did what I usually do in that situation, which is show up late, leave early. And I had even set a timer on my phone. So when the timer went off, I get the hell out. So anyway, I'm there doing the thing, having a coffee, not really enjoying myself. A couple women show up. So I noticed one of the women, well, frankly, because she had some big old titties, and I like big old titties, and the shit was like way out to here, so she had my attention, you know. But then I noticed that the shit was all strategically redistributed, right? Like the clothes had all like tightened and this and that, and foot and shit, you know, all that shit to do the right shit. So kind of got over that. You know, learn how to do that. And then I noticed the fupa, which was an instant turn off. And I'm not going to explain exactly what fupa is. If you don't know, go look for it on Urban Dictionary. And there was so much fupa that it was clear that when she gets up in the morning, she has to decide whether it's an inside the pants or outside the pants kind of day. Like she looks at herself naked and wet in front of the mirror, and she's like, okay, today I'm gonna wear the stretchy pants and I'm gonna tuck the fupa into the pants. Right? Which is how you get that nasty mass that you just can't quite figure out what the fuck is going on. Or some days, I guess maybe she's feeling a little more dressy, she decides to wear like jeans and she lets the fupa, she can't tuck the fupa into the jeans, so she has to let the fupa hang over the jeans, and then she wear like a sweatshirt or some shit like that. Anyway, so clearly, I was not interested in the shit. So I'm there and I'm talking to people, and I decide that it's time to go for a cigarette. So I get up and I have to walk by her to get out to have a cigarette. And so she kind of puts herself in my way and she's like, oh, you're tall. And I kind of looked at her and I said, don't tell anybody. Because I just, you know, I didn't want to talk to the woman. Just no. Just no. So I go outside, I have my cigarette, I come back and I'm sitting at the table talking to people. She comes, she sits down right beside me. So I'm ignoring her. You know, whatever. She's talking about it, bullshit, this, that, third, whatever. I'm talking to a guy across the table. And so she hits me with the line.
So what do you do? So what do you do?
And I just wanted to play the shit off. So I just said, you know, just a little of this, a little of that. And I immediately went right back to my conversation. So she said, oh, so you're an entrepreneur? And I went, no, you know, just a little of this, a little of that. And I didn't want to say. Kept talking to my guy. So I don't know what the fuck I said or he said or some shit. But she said, so how old are you? And I just looked at her and I said, I'm not telling you that. And I went right back to the conversation. And she said, oh, so you want me to guess? And I went, no, I don't want you to guess. And I just went right back to the conversation. And at which point, of course, she got a little snippy and she was like, oh, you don't want me to guess? You want me to guess? And I guess she kind of got the message, whatever the fuck. Anyway, the alarm on my phone went off so I could excuse myself and go back to work. I said goodbye to everybody else at the table. I did not say goodbye to her. Now, what is the point of that story? The point of that story is this is a learned fucking skill. All right? Now, we've all seen him. He comes in different shapes and sizes. He shows up in different fucking places. Sometimes he shows up at the mall. Sometimes he's just out on the street. Wherever, sometimes he might even be one of your neighbors. Who the fuck knows? But he's that guy that you look at and He's just with this woman, and he never walks beside her. He never looks happy to be with her. He's always walking like 4 or 5 paces behind her and looking around or looking at the ground like, please, God, like, please make me invisible, strike me dead, do some shit. Don't let anybody see me with this woman. And sometimes he had kids by the woman, shit like that. And you ask yourself, how did this sad motherfucker right here get with that woman? And I'm gonna break it down for you. It happened because the motherfucker did not have the ability to say no. All right? That's what happened. And somewhere in the chain of the relationship, he lost the fucking ability to say no. Which was why I treated this woman the way that I did. Now, you have to understand, when it comes to getting ass, women are like HR departments. All right? Number one, they don't usually fuck absolute, totally 100% complete strangers. If they can't check your references, you probably ain't gonna get the gig. That's the first thing. And number two, they always like to do an interview. So it's incumbent upon you to recognize the interview. And the interview is questions like, what do you do? How old are you? Where do you work? What do you drive? Where do you live? What did you go to school? Even the woman stating, oh, you're tall. That was her way of saying that I fulfilled one of her prerequisites, right? Now, my point is simply this. If you don't want to be that sad motherfucker, you have to get this through your head. If you don't want the fucking interview job, then don't do the interview. Let me say it again. If you don't want the job, don't do the interview. And this is where a lot of motherfuckers fuck right up. Because basically, here's what happens. All right? Because your mom tells you from the time you're a little boy, well, you have to be nice. Be nice to girls. You have to be nice to them. You have to do whatever they want. And that's how you wind up in a fucked up situation. Because I'm not saying you have to be mean about the shit, but if you ain't interested, you just ain't fucking interested. But a lot of guys don't have the ability to do that, and that's how you wind up being that sad motherfucker, man. So if you don't want the job, don't do the interview. Just be evasive as fuck. Seriously. So, what do you do? I can't, fuck, you know, my Alzheimer's acting up. I can't remember, you know? So, how old are you? Well, I'm too young for you. I'm too old for you. Oh, you know, I'm old enough to be my cousin. Play the shit off, you know? So, what do you drive? Oh, I drive a company car. You know, I drive whatever the hell they give me to drive, blah, blah, blah. Even if it's your own car, play the shit off. All right? That's the first bit. Now, the second thing is some shit I had to deal with about a month ago. So, it actually started about 2 months ago. My cigarette went out. I'm sorry, I gotta light another cigarette. Started about 2 months ago. I'm just working. Facebook go off. And I get a message from this woman that I've known for about, oh, I don't know, long time, long fucking time. Now, keep in mind, when I first met her, I admit it, shit, yes, I wanted to smash. But, you know, shit happened, you know, I didn't quite know how to close the deal. And by the time I figured out how to close the deal, I realized I didn't really want it like that, no how. Anyway, she sent me a message on Facebook. "Hey, I'm coming to town, blah, 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 on this date for a concert. Are you going to be around?" I get back to her. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm probably going to be around, yeah, maybe," right? Remember the rule, be fucking vague. Didn't say yes, didn't say no, I'm fucking vague. All right, now the next thing I did, and this is important, computers are great tools. They're great at remembering shit. So rather than try to remember the shit myself, I put it in my fucking calendar. Tina is coming to town from this date to this date. She is not staying with me. And I even set up an alert like 3 days before because I didn't want to fuck around and get caught out. Right? So I knew she was coming on the Thursday. I knew the concert was on the Friday. I knew she was leaving on Monday. So she kind of surprised me. She called me Friday afternoon. "Oh, hey, it's me, she left a message. "I just, really hoping I can get together and take you out for a beer or something." Listen, I'm a grown ass man. I can take out buy my own beer. But anyway, I let the shit hang. I didn't call her back. So, doesn't matter. She called me back Friday afternoon. She called me from a number I didn't recognize, otherwise I would have let the shit go straight to voicemail. Anyway, I picked it up and she's like, "Oh yeah, hey, it's nice, here and blah, 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 blah. So when are we going for beer?" I'd already thought about it in my head, so I was like, "I got some time for you, Sunday, 1 o'clock." And she's like, "Oh, so you're working all weekend?" And that was true. I was working all weekend. But more importantly, I wasn't going to take the time to see her fucking ass because I didn't really want to see her like that anyway. So why did I say Sunday, 1 o'clock, even though she wasn't leaving until Monday? I said Sunday, 1 o'clock because that would be about the right time for me to jump in, have the beer or two, and then fuck off. I got to get back to work. You on your own. I didn't want to do it on Friday night after the show. I didn't want to do it on Saturday night because under both of those scenarios, what's probably going to happen? She's going to get drunk. She's going to want to stay at my place. I don't want her to stay at my place because number one, I ain't fucking her. I'm not interested in fucking her. I'm not going to be interested in fucking her. Number two, she's married. So even if she's hoping that I'm gonna fuck her, it's a lose-lose situation for me, right? She's married. So if she stays at my place, her husband's gonna be pissed off. If he's pissed off, he's gonna try to get at me. He's not gonna try to get at her because he's still trying to fuck her, right? If I slip up and I decide to fuck her, and I do a good job of fucking her, well, guess what? Now I run the risk of becoming her emotional tampon when she goes back home, and now she's starting to talk to my funky ass, which I don't want. If I do a really, really good job of fucking her, then I run the risk of her seeing me as a potential monkey branch. So now she's gonna be talking to me all the fucking time, and I run the risk of her just showing up one day. "I'm so happy. I left my husband. It was so nice that weekend we spent together. Where do I put my bags?" Eh. Anyway, Sunday rolled around, and I don't hear from her. 1 o'clock comes and goes. So I keep working. At some point, she must have called because I checked my cell phone, and there was a message. Now, what do you think the message is? I actually have the message. I would love to play you guys the message, but due to copyright considerations, I'm not willing to risk a copyright strike on YouTube, and I'm certainly not willing to risk some crazy woman losing her fucking mind because I played her message on YouTube and all the rest of it. But basically, the message was, oh my God, you have to help me. The place where I'm staying, it's so bad, and he's crazy, and it's awful. Oh, you have to rescue me. And that was exactly what she said. You have to rescue me. So now, she's trying to turn me into Captain Save-A-Ho. And as we know, I ain't the captain. I don't have a fucking cape. So what do you do in that situation? Delay. That kind of situation, you get a message, you get a text, anything like that, you put that shit on a 2 to 3 hour delay. All right? So I called her back after 2 or 3 hours. She'd already hit the road. She was already on her way back home. And the message that she left me on Facebook basically said, oh, I'm so sorry we couldn't get together. Maybe we'll do it the next time. The most important part of that bullshit is actually what she said, okay? Because it's important that she feels like it's her idea. It's her fault that we couldn't get together. She doesn't need to know that I didn't want to fuck with her like that. Now, the point is, now, you might be saying, well, why didn't you just tell her, look, I don't want to see you, this, that, and the third, blah, blah. Now, if you work in an office, you worked in a mixed office, lots of men, lots of women, this and that, you know sometimes you just can't just come out and tell a woman what you think because you have to deal with the politics of the situation and she gets all fucked up and pissed off and shit like that and blah, blah. So it was basically one of those things, all right? Which brings me to point two. If you're having to deal with a woman that you don't particularly want to deal with and you just don't want to tell her no, you can't say no because telling somebody no is hard. You don't say no, you just do no, right? Because the important consideration there to remember is that I know the temptation is to want to tell her no, and here's why, and kind of explain, and have her go, oh, yes, I understand. She ain't fucking interested in that, all right? Most women ain't interested in that. They want what they want, period, and fuck you, and fuck what you think, they want what they want. So the only point of the argument for them is just, frankly, to wear your funky ass down so you're just finally like, oh, okay, fine, fuck it, I give, I'ma do what the fuck you want. All right? So, remember, there's 2 points. You're going your own way, you're doing your own thing, sometimes you're going to run up against this shit. All right? The one I just said. You don't say no, you do no. And the first part, remember, women are like HR departments. Number one, they want to check your fucking references, which also means no. If you ain't interested in a woman, no. She can't have your Facebook, she can't have your Twitter, she can't have any of that bullshit. Because all of those things are means through which she can check your references, see who, if you know somebody that she knows, so she can ask them and blah, blah. So she doesn't get access to any of that bullshit. You just flat out tell her, I'm not on it, this, that, and the third, whatever, right? You don't give her a chance to check your references. And if you don't want the job, don't do the fucking interview. All right, that's all I got. Next week, I think I'm going to do some reader listener mail. I'm sorry it's been so long. I'm actually following in the footsteps of Vention, and I've paid off a ton of debt, and I will soon be completely motherfucking debt-free. So, Vention, if you see this, man, thank you for being such a goddamn inspiration. All right.